Daf is Daf Yud Bey. So we got to, I'm not sure, I got to four lines down, the two dots, that work for everyone?
Yes.
Fine. Amar ben Nachman Amar Rav, Ra'a Echad Sheshachat, Im, a person who observes someone else doing a Shechita, Im Ra'al Mitchila V'Atzof, if he watches the entire Shechita from beginning to end, the halach is Mutter L'Echel Mishchita, so you could rely on the Shechita and eat the food. Vim Lav, if you don't see the beginning to the end, you miss some part of it, Aser L'Echel Mishchita, so you may not eat from a shechita. So we want some clarification. Hey Chidami, what's exactly the case here? Eat the other, the gummer. If you know that he's a learned individual, lamali ro, why do you have to watch him at all? You could simply just have him hand you the shechted piece of meat. You don't have to watch anything if he's a mumcha. Vid the other, the lo gummer. If he does not know the halacha is a pshita, obviously that if you do watch him, if achem ro no so, if you're standing over watching him, so we know we would certainly rely on a shechita if you watch him from beginning to end. So what exactly is Rav discussing here? So Gemara says, Ela de lo yada I gamer I lo gamer. It's a case where you don't know who this person is. You don't know if he's a learned or not learned. So what would you think? Leim aro mitzuyin eta shechita mumchenheim. So we should say that the halach is, we have a klal, we already saw before, that most people who are involved in shechita, you're able to assume they're a good shochtin, they're mumchen. Who in the world would go into do a shechita if he doesn't know the halachas? So a few rare individuals might do that, but other than that, rov most likely it's able to say that the guy's a mumche. So why do you have to have ra at all? Simply you should say, if there's a shechita being done, it's a good shechita. Rov mitzuyin eta shechita are mumchenheim. Milo Tanya, to prove the point, do we not have a brayse that tells us we do follow such a rov? That harei shemata tarnegola shchuta b'shuk. You find the shechted chicken in the marketplace. Oh, shamar l'shlucho, you tell your agent, say shachet v'halachu matzah shachet. Then you go tell him to shecht an animal for you, and cheskas is shachet. You're able to rely on the fact that it's a good shchita. Why? You could find the dead chicken with the neck cut off, you could say it's a good shchita. How is that the case? Alma, it must be Amrinan rov mitzuyin etel shchita mumchenheim. The only people who are involved, or most people that are involved in shchita, are going to be mumchen. So here as well, hachanami, say as well here, Lema rov mitzuyin etel shchita mumchenheim. So why do you have to observe him at all? So Gemara answers, Leolam diyada de lo gamar. It's a case where you know he dafka doesn't know. If you know that he's learned, or if you're not sure if he's learned, you're able to rely on the rov. This is a case where you know the guy doesn't know any halachas of shchita. So what's the case? Ukigon the shachet kama nechad simin shapir. He's busy shechting the animal. He's cutting the neck of the cow, and he does a perfect shechita for the first simin. When it comes to a behema, you need two simanim. So you cut the first simin; it's excellent. So mal the same. What would you think? Midahai shapir hachnami shapir. From the fact that he cut the first simin, so then mimela, can't you assume that the second simin was cut properly as well, and you don't have to watch him shechting the second simin? Kamash malan, you have to watch it from the beginning to the end to make sure that both simanim were shechted properly. Why? Ha isramui isramile idach shema shaha shema dar. It's the first time he got lucky. Sometimes people get lucky. So the first simon, he did a very nice, smooth shechita for the first simon, but who knows that that's going to continue for the second simon. Perhaps there was a shehiya, there was a darsa, in which case we would assume it's not good unless you watch it from beginning until end. Gemara now says around halfway down the Amud here. Ba'i minei Rav Dimi bar Yosef me Rav Nachman. He asked Rav Nachman the following shaila. Ha'omer l'shlucho, you guy says to a shliach, tsei v'shachet, go at shech for me an animal, v'halachu matzah shachet. He goes and finds a shechted animal. So ma'o, what's the din in this case? Do we rely on such a shechita? Gemara says, amalei cheskaso shachet. We rely, it's a good shechita. Gemara will explain just this in a second. Let's say you tell the agent, Ha'omer l'shlucho tse v'tarim, go out and perform truma, separate b'mafrish truma from my fruit, v'halachu v'matzah tarim, and now the Baal Bayis goes and finds that it's been separated. Someone took his piles and separated. So in both cases where the shliach never actually reports back. You just tell him to do something, and then you go and find your animal shechted. You go and find your chuma already mufrach, is already separated, but the shliach never reported back that he's the one who did this. So there's some level of suffix here. So in the case of chuma, amarle ein cheskaso tarim, we don't rely on that it was a good chuma. While by shechita we said it is a good shechita if you find it shechted. By the chuma we can't trust. So what's the difference? Manav shech. If we have a klal that we trust a shliach that he performs his shlichus, he carries out his mission, so we should trust him that he did the truma as well, just like he had did the shchita properly. If we don't trust that an agent necessarily fulfills his mission, so then we shouldn't rely afilu shchita namila. We shouldn't trust that it's a good shchita either. So either both should be good or both should be bad. What's the chilek between truma not being good and shchita being good? So answers the Gemara, Amar Lei, L'chi Teichel Ala Kura Demilcha. This is a term the Gemara uses it many times. If you look at Rashi for interpretation here, Rashi says, Kishetimdod li kor shemelch, when you measure out a certain amount of salt for me, bischar sh'omer lachar, then thou will, you're paying for your service, I'll answer the question for you, do a little service for me, b'dichus ba'amu, it's just like a little joke or some sort, he didn't really mean it, here I'll tell you the answer. So what's the answer? The answer is, li'olam ein chazaka shliach osa shlichuso. Really, we don't trust that a shliach carries out the mission. So then we understand why truma is not a good truma, but how come the shchita is a good shchita? So he explained, v'shchita inami dilma inish achrina shama v'azil shachet. Even if another person heard, I told Reuven to do shchita. So I don't know if Reuven, I found my cow shechted. Reuven never told me he's the one who did it. But even if Shimon, some other guy, heard it, so the Gemara says, inami dilma inish achrina shama, some other guy heard me say that, I wanted my cow shechted, v'azil v'shachet, he went ahead and shechted it anyways, the guy who I didn't appoint, you could assume whoever did the shchita, even though it wasn't with my permission, we could still assume it was a good shchita, because who else would engage in the halachas of shchita and the maisha shchita without knowing the halachas? And that's why there's a special exception when it comes to shchita. So then the Gemara says, Chuma, Dilma, in the case of Chuma though, Dilma in a shachrina, Shama v'azil tarm, Havalei tarm shlomidas. Rashi explains, when you have someone else appoint truma on my behalf, you have to have shlichas. Some other random person can't do it. If you want to do my truma, I need to appoint you. If Shimon hears me appoint Reuven, that's not good enough. Shimon does not represent me. He's not my shliach, and therefore it's truma shlomidas, and truma shlomidas doesn't take effect.
What happened with Zachum Adam Shalom in front of? Why doesn't that work?
By truma? Yeah. The Gemara in Nedarim talks about it. I don't remember why. The Gemara does address this, so. Gemara then says, I think it might be just simply Gzeres HaKasa, because the pasuk says Gam Atem or something like that. I think that's what it's based on. So then the Gemara says, Lema, but if you look at the Gemara, he quotes Gemara in Gittin here, but it is the Gemara in Adam that talks about Zachem, I believe. Gemara then says, Lema Rov Mitzuyin Eto Shchita Mumchenen. So let's say it's a Tanai. Maybe this concept of Rov people, Legabe Shchita, are Mumchenen, that must be a Machlokas Tanayim. What's a Machlokas Tanayim? The Sanya, the Brisa teaches us, Haresha Avdulo Gediava Tarnagola Vahalachu Matan Shchutin. The guy loses his goat, he loses his chicken, and then he goes and finds exactly his goats and chicken shechted. So what's the assumption of those dead animals now? Rabbi Yehuda Ose, you have no idea who shechted. It could be the Nevelos. Rabbi Chanina ben Shibinosh, Rabbi Yosi Aglilio Matir, he permitted. So what's the understanding here? So Amar Rabbi, Rabbi now comes along and says, Rebbe says, Nirin divrei Rebbe Yehuda shematzen ba'ashba. When Rebbe says you can't eat from these animals, is when you found them in the garbage. The divrei Rebbe Chanina benosh Rebbe Yosi Aglilio, who says it's mutter, is shematzen ba'bayis, when you find them in the house. So that's how he establishes his machlokes. So my lav b'hokka mitzlagi, is this not the machlokes? Demar savar amina rov mitzun eichel shchita mumchanein, and therefore it's a good shchita. Umar savar lo amina rov Mitzuin Eitzah Shchita Mumchanein. So just look at Rashi. The Rashi, at least in my Gemara, is not bold. It's a two dot. It says Midgamar. It's right after the Rashi Dibur Maschil Torim, which is a bold. So around five lines down, it says the two dots Midgamar. Midgamar Rebbe. Rebbe is now trying to be Machriya this Machlokes. So Midgamar Rebbe Nir and Divri Rebbe Yehuda. They think Rebbe Yehuda, who says it's Aser Tif from these animals, is talking about Be'ashpa, talking about when they're in the garbage. It's Mechlal. That implies the Polig Rebbe Chanina Afil Be'ashpa, that Rebbe Chanina would even permit you to eat them in the garbage. And Midgamar Rebbe Divri Rebbe Chanina Be'bayis, Rebbe Chanina is talking about a house. Mechlal the Polig Rebbe Yehuda Afil Be'bayis. Rebbe just saying how we should paskin. But in terms of the positions alone, it sounds like Rebbe Yehuda would aser across the board, and Rebbe Chanina would matir across the board. So what's the machlokas? It must be that Rebbe Chanina says the only ones who are engaged in shchita are rov mitzuyin eitzel shchita mumchenhem, and Rebbe Yehuda holds that they're not mumchen, and therefore you could say that you have to say they're aser, not only ba'ashba, but even in the bias, Rebbe Yehuda would say it's aser. So that's the Gemara's initial thought of the machlokas tonight, and it's based on whether we hold of rov mitzuyin eitzel shchita mumchenhem. Yeah.
What does bias mean? His house,
or
any house, what is that?
No, I'm in the house of the Baal Bais. So then the Gemara says that. So that's not the. That's the first attempt to explain this machlokas. So comes along now, Amar of Nachman bar Yitzchak, lo, not true. This is not the machlokas. The Chuli Alma, everybody agrees. Rov Metzuin Eitzel Shechita Mumchenim, everyone agrees to that concept. So then, Ubebayis, when the chicken and the goats are found in the house, the Chuli Alma, everyone agrees, lo, pligi the Shari, everyone agrees that it's permitted. Ba'ashba, Shebashuk, when they're found in the garbage dump on the streets, the Chuli Alma, lo, pligi the Asr, everybody agrees that Nevela, he wouldn't throw a good piece of meat in the garbage dump. So when's the machlokas? When they argue is ba'ashva shebabayis, it's thrown in the backyard, the guy's garbage jump on the side of the house, the back of the house. So then question becomes, ma'ar savar adam asur lihatil nevela, so ba'ashva shebabayis. People will take a nevela and they'll throw it in their backyard garbage, and eventually the garbage trucks will pick it up and move them elsewhere. Ma'ar savar, someone else thinks, no, ain't adam asur lihatil nevela, so ba'ashva shebabayis. The person's not going to throw a dead piece of meat in their backyard. Going to bring animals and bugs and stuff, they'll take a nevela and throw it out to the ashba shebashuk. So therefore the machlokas is, if it's found in the ashba shebabayis, is that going to be assumed to be a nevela, or that's going to be assumed to be a kosher animal? Now I don't know why anyone would even put a kosher animal in the ashba shebabayis, but certainly their garbage has worked quite differently than ours work today, so I don't know why that would be. So, but that's the din of the Gemara. Fine, so then the Gemara says, Amar, last five lines of the Amar here, Amar Mar. We said above, according to Rebbe, I'm a Rebbe. Rebbe said, "Nirin dire Rebbe Huda shematon ba'ashba." That Rebbe Huda, who says aser, we passing like him when it's found in the garbage in the shuk. That's when we say it's aser. My ashba. Which type of garbage is he describing? Ilay ma ashba shebashuk. If he's really talking about the ashba that's in the marketplace, the community garbage dump, ha amris duchul yama lo pliki the aser. We just said above that everybody agrees, that even Rabbi Hanina agrees that you find a dead piece of meat in the ashba shebashuk, it's aser. Ella must be la pshita ba ashba shebabayis. Must be that Rabbi Huda is talking about the ashba shebabayis, the garbage dump, the garbage next to the house, and that's where Rabbi Huda says it's aser. Problem with this is, look at the Seifa. Ema Seifa. The Seifa says, Divrei Rabbi Hanina, Benosh Rabbi Yehuda Yosef Glili, Shematim Babayis. Rabbi says, when do we pass like Rabbi Hanina? When you find it in the house, so then we permit the meat. So my bias, what does bias mean here? Ilema bias mamish, it really means inside the house. Well, harmless, didn't we say just above? The Chulyama, everybody lo pligi. No one argues, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees, the Shari, that if you find the meat in the house, it's actually permitted. Ella, it's pshita ba'ash, pshita ba'ash. So Rabbi Hanina is describing the garbage next to the house, and that's where he says it's permitted. So now that's a stira. Now what comes out from all this is that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Hanina talk about the same exact case of ashba shebabayis, but Rabbi says we hold like Rabbi Yehuda Aser, but then he says we hold like Rabbi Hanina says a mutter, kasha de Rabbi at the Rabbi. Rabbi is contradicting himself. How do we pask when it comes to an ashba shebabayis? So going on to Amud Beis, the Gemara says, Hachi kamar. Nirin divri Rabbi Yehuda, le Rabbi Hanina, binosh Rabbi Yosi aglili, be ashba shebashuk. Rabbi Yehuda Shita, who holds Aser, even Rabbi Hanina will agree to him if it's an ashba that's in the shuk. He's just explaining the Tanakhama part. That, yeah, Enechanami, Rabbi Yosef Glili will agree. There's one case, I think it's Aser, that's an ashba that's found in the shuk. That's where they both agree it's Aser. She'af Rabbi Hanina, even he holds, who's the Benosh Rabbi Yosef Glili, lo nechlak alav el ba'ashba shebabayis. He only argues on the case of an ashba that's next to the house. Aval, he agrees, ba'ashba shebashuk, modi li'ei b'nirin. In other words, Rebbe is simply just clarifying the machlokas like we said above. Okay, the Gemara now says the two dots, five lines down in the Amud Beis. Chutz me'sherish cheresh shote v'katan shem yukalu es shchidasan. The Mishnah said we would trust the shchita from anybody except from a cheresh shote v'katan, which is a concern that it may mess up the shchita. So shem yukalu l'katan. He doesn't say perhaps they did mess up in the bidyeved in the past. Ela shem yukalu, that maybe they're going to make a mistake in the future. So what's that going? What's going on here? So Rashi says ela shem yukalu. That dimashma dimua dimheim lakalka, that the way of a cherishot makatan, they're used to, they're accustomed to making mistakes, they're destroying things. So Amar Rav, Rava says, Zosamesh, this is what's telling us to do. Ein mosin lehen chulin lichadchila. We do not give a cherishot makatan lichadchila to do anything. Look at Rashi, just explain what this means, because it's still a bit confusing. B'diyev lichadchila. So Rashi says as follows. Zosomeris. Ein mosin lehen chulin, kolomar afilu chulin lichachila, veafilu acherim omdin agabon. That's what it's saying. Even if you want to observe a cheresh shotav katan to do it, lechadchila we never trust them, even if achem are roin oso. That's what the Mishnah is telling us. Gemara now quotes from the Mishnah further. V'chulin sheshachtu, all those who do a shechita, v'achem ro'nason, and anybody observes them, all that, b'dieved shechitason, k'sher, we would accept the chereshot v'katan shechita, even though l'chachil, we don't let them do this, b'dieved if it was done, and someone observed it, and it was good a shechita, we would rely on the shechita b'dieved. So man tana de lo ba'inan kavana l'shechita. Who is the one who holds you don't need kavana for shechita, that you could just do whatever you want? You look at Rashi to explain what kavana might mean here. Rashi says around halfway down the narrow lines, man tana de lo ba'inan kavana l'shechita, deha cheresh shodav katan lichaticha v'alma mechavne. They're just looking to cut an animal, just cut his neck off, not for a ma'isa shechita to be matir the basar. They just want to cut something. So who says that a cut enough ain lahem das leheskavin l'shechita? Who's the one who holds you don't need kavana when doing shechita? It's enough to simply have in mind to cut something, even though it's not for a ma'isa shechita. Who allows for that? Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Rebbe Nasani, Detani, Oshaya, Zira, Dimin Chare. This is people, Rashi, Dimin Chare means B'nei Yeshiva, people from the Yeshiva. They explain as follows. Zarak Sakin Lino'atza Bekosa. You throw a knife, a dagger into the wall, v'halcha, and during the process it goes right by the neck of a cow, v'shachta kedarka, gives a proper shechita, mamish, perfect, slices off the head, what's necessary, the shnei simanim, it's a good shechita. So do we accept such a shechita? The ma'isa was done properly, but is that a good shechita or not a good shechita? Rabbi Nosson Machshir and Chachamim Poslim. The Rabbi Nosson says it's fine, because even though they didn't have a das, they didn't have kavana, their kavana was to do a throw the dagger in the wall, and they got a lucky throw that cut off the neck, that's acceptable for Rabbi Nosson, you don't need kavana. Chachamim hold that no, it's possible, you have to have kavana for a ma'isa shechita. It's not enough to simply do the ma'isa properly, you have to have the das, the awareness, the intent as well. So how do we paskin? The Gemara says, Hutani leva hu amar lah. He learned it and he also explained it. Halacha k'Rabbi Nasan, that you are Rabbi Nasan, and we hold like Rabbi Nasan, that you don't need kavana. So the Gemara says, the problem with this, how could that be? V'ha ba'inan molechu mevi. When you do a ma'isa shechita, it's not enough to just slice it off. You need to like carve at the animal's neck, back and forth here. So how's that going to be accomplished when you're throwing a dagger against the wall? So somehow, miraculously, the Gemara explains, shehalcha upa kedarka. When you threw it, I don't know, it was somehow, the guy was such a maven, he knew what he was doing, and throwing daggers, he was able to have it kind of saw off the neck. It was going holich umevi in the proper way. Yeah? Okay. Okay, the Rashi says, maybe Rashi says, let's see. It says, Rashi, shehalcha upa kedarka. He says, shechadcha behalichasa, v'hakasa b'kosa, balance off the wall, like a boomerang, v'chaza v'chadcha, then came back the other way, cut it a second time. So there's your holich umevi. Fine. Gemara now says, last eight lines or so of the Gemara here, two dots, Amr Bichia Bar Abba, Boy Rabbi Yochanan, Katan Yesh L'machshavo, Ein L'machshavo. We're going to start this piece here. We're not going to finish it because it goes deep into the next stop, but let's get started a little bit. Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan asks the question, does a Katan have machshava or does he not have machshava? Amr Le Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Ami says to him, V'tibari Le, why don't you ask a different question, Ma'isa? Why don't you ask if he has does he have ma'isim? Do we accept his ma'isim as being actions? Are they considered effective? He does an action. So ma'isha ma'isa de lo kabban ba'ilei. Why didn't you ask such a question? I'm assuming, he says, because it's not. There's a Mishnah that tells us mefurish, yesh le ma'isa. The Mishnah tells us that we do accept a ma'isa of the of a katan. Rashi explains here. We'll see the Mishnah in just a second. Fine. So then the Gemara says, but once you're relying on the Mishnah, we assume that you knew the Mishnah, that there's a ma'isa for a katan, so my machshava nami lo tibaylan. You shouldn't ask the question by machshava, because that's also in the same Mishnah. The Tanan ain le machshava. The same Mishnah that tells us that a katan does have a ma'isa, it also tells us that a katan does not have machshava. So what's your suffix? So the Gemara explains it's not. What's the Mishnah that tells us about having a ma'isa and not having machshava? The Mishnah that's found in Maseches Kelim. It's talking about for Kelim to be roi le makabel tuma has to be considered a keli, has to be a utensil. So how do you make a utensil? Utensil could be by machshava, having a thought that I want to use this piece of metal or changing it by ma'isa. So you have to change something of the form to make it into a keli. So the Mishnah explains, ha'olan va'rimon va'egos, these are different types of, nuts and a pomegranate and fruit of some sort, that the shell is hard. Shechakakum tinokos, that a child went ahead and they made some holes in them, a small molo hole, and You can remove the pomegranates from the inside. Lamud ben Ofer. You wanted to use it like to make dirt, to make a sandcastle. So you fill up the sand, and you use it to measure something. Some toy they would play with. Oh, she had his kinum lekach mazaim, or they used it to weigh things at weights they would play. So katan zama fix these things. So what's the status tamei? We say they're tamei. That makes it into a kli, even though the ma'isa was done ayde katan. That's sufficient. Mipnei sheyesh le ma'isa. We accept their ma'isim to make this kli into a keli, and therefore it's roy lekabel tumah. However, the same Mishnah says, Ein le machshava, they don't have machshava, the Mishnah says. Rashi explains at the top of Yud Gimel and Aleph, Vein le machshava, Kigon, Matal leklipas egos kimo shehi, V'chishava le lamer. He sees just the outside of egos. It's intact. Someone else removed it. So he says, you know what? I want to use this for my weight. I want to use this for my measuring dirt of some sort. He doesn't change anything, but he thinks, b'machshava, that machshava is not sufficient. Ein lehem machshava. So we see clearly the Mishnah says, Yesh la ma'isa ve'en la machshava. So what's the suffix? So Gemara says, we'll go a little bit further and we'll stop. Amar le machshava gredasa lo kami baila. A very simple machshava of thinking that the walnut shell is a kli, that's not a strong enough machshava, that's not a havamina. What was the shaila? Ki kami baila, when we had the suffix was, machshava nikeres mitoch ma'asav. When his machshava was clear from his actions, which is a little bit more significant, that's the shaila. What's an example like this? Could go into Hava Kaima Ola Bedarm. The Katan, for some reason, is a Kohen. I mean, actually, it doesn't have to even be a Kohen. He's a Katan. He's standing inside the Beis HaMikdash on the southern side of the Beis HaMikdash. He's holding an Ola. Now, the din of an Ola, it has to be shechted in the north. If you remember from the Sugas in Zvachim, in Menachos, you have to take it to the north. So now he's standing in the south with the animal, with an Ola. The Yasio Betafon, he drags the animal up to the northern part, to the correct spot in the Beis HaMikdash. V'shachta, and he shechts it now. My, what's the status? Mida Asya Betzafon V'shachta Ichavin Le. So now you certainly need Kavana by Kudshim. Not everybody agrees you need Kudshim, Kavana by Kudshim. So do we assume that the fact that he dragged the animal up to the north, because it's an Ola, does that indicate that he did this on purpose and he has Kavana, so we can accept Machshava in that case because his Maisa indicated he had proper machshava, that would be an acceptable machshava. Oh, Dima, perhaps we could say, Makom hu delo esramile, he didn't have any space in the south, so he had to drag it to the north. It wasn't because he was thinking about halacha, it's because he just needed more space and more room to do it, and therefore we cannot rely on his actions being a good indicator that he had proper machshava. That's the case. Again, a machshava, that's nikeres mitoch ma'asav, is that considered an acceptable machshava? So we'll stop here. Mirtz Hashem, we'll pick up tomorrow a Freilich and Chanukah and a good and Chodesh.
Tomorrow is a long lane.